Grimsby's Derek Muir has been appointed as an Officer of the Order of Canada. The Research Scientist Emeritus at Environment and Climate Change Canada is a world-leading authority in environmental chemistry, specializing in contaminants. Muir is renowned for his work in the Arctic, which focuses on pollutants in fish and marine life. His research has influenced international policies on chemical management. Muir is one of 88 new appointees to the Order of Canada in 2024, including one companion, 24 officers and 63 members. Find the full list below. Companion: Pierre Boivin, CC, CQ, Montreal, Quebec. Pierre Boivin remains devoted to numerous initiatives in Montreal, notably advancing Quebec's artificial intelligence, AI, ecosystem. As founding president and chair of MILA, Quebec Artificial Intelligence Institute, he has played a pivotal role in establishing the institute as one of the foremost responsible AI research centers globally, positioning Canada as a key player internationally. This is a promotion within the order. Officers: Stephen Aaron Arshinoff, OC, Toronto, Ontario. Ophthalmologist Steve Arshinoff has helped improve eye care worldwide. He introduced and championed now common practices, including immediately sequential bilateral cataract surgery, intracameral antibacterial prophylaxis, and ophthalmic visco surgery. Co-founder of the Eye Foundation of Canada, he is also a long-standing medical director of the IVAN, which serves people in remote northern Ontario communities. Sylvia Beth Bashevkin, OC, Toronto, Ontario. Sylvia Bashevkin is one of Canada's top scholars of gender and politics. Among the first to study the obstacles facing women in public life, she analyzed the consequences of women's political participation and has worked to broaden opportunities for diverse people to engage in politics. Dufakar Ahmed Bhutta, OC, Toronto, Ontario. Dufakar Bhutta is one of the world's foremost authorities on maternal and child health. His groundbreaking research has guided public health strategies that have reduced mortality and improved the overall well-being of women and children globally. He has been an influential figure in organizations and initiatives supporting work in this field. Ronald Frank Burnett, OC, OBC, Vancouver, British Columbia. President Emeritus of Emily Carr University of Art and Design, Ron Burnett is dedicated to arts education. He continues to solidify the school's international reputation as a leader in the arts, speaking and writing in Canada and abroad while working with the Center for Transdisciplinary Studies and Learning Development Institute. This is a promotion within the order. Stan Douglas, OC, Vancouver, British Columbia. Stan Douglas is a renowned, Vancouver-based artist whose multimedia works re-examine pivotal historical events and technology's role in shaping collective memory. He has represented Canada at many international exhibitions, including the 2022 Venice Biennale, and his thought-provoking work has been shown around the world, notably in Germany, the Netherlands, France, Italy, and the United States. Daphne Deborah Gladman, OC, Toronto, Ontario. Daphne Gladman has made foundational contributions to the field of psoriatic arthritis. Her research has advanced our understanding of this chronic disease, and her advocacy has improved treatment availability and quality of care worldwide. She is a highly respected field leader and mentor to the next generation of researchers. Carlton Lloyd Giles, OC, Guelph, Ontario. Carlton Giles has made profound contributions to veterinary microbiology. An internationally recognized E. coli expert, he has published seminal studies that have led to new vaccines, improved infection control, and a safer food supply. Professor Emeritus at the Ontario Veterinary College, he helped the school achieve its status as a top training center worldwide. Nada Jabato, OC, Montreal, Quebec. McGill University Professor Nada Jabato revolutionized pediatric neuro-oncology with her discovery of oncohistones, linking mutations in regulatory histones to cancer. This groundbreaking work revealed histones' role in developmental and neurodevelopmental diseases, driving new research, clinical trials and treatments, and reshaping cancer and epigenetics studies globally. Maureen Ann Jennings, OC, Toronto, Ontario. Maureen Jennings is an author known for her historical crime novels, particularly the Detective Murdoch series, which inspired the long-running TV show Murdoch Mysteries. Her works explore important aspects of Canadian history, especially women's roles during the Second World War. A mentor to fellow writers, she received the Grandmaster Award from Crime Writers of Canada. Dominique Alice Lemieux, OC, deceased. Saint-Étienne de Bolton, Quebec. Dominique Lemieux is a world-renowned costume designer in the performing arts. Part of the groundbreaking Cirque du Soleil creative team, she has shared her unique designs nationally and internationally for over three decades. Some of her creations, notably for the shows Mystère and Alegria, have continued to inspire for over 20 years. Randy Lennox, OC, Oakville, Ontario. Randy Lennox is a prominent music, media and entertainment executive who led major companies including Universal Music Canada and Bell Media. He created new and diversified e-commerce businesses and helped expand Canadian talent on the international stage. He is an advocate for Canadian content and continues to elevate our collective cultural identity. Tanya Murray Lee, OC, Toronto, Ontario. University Professor Tanya Lee is one of Canada's leading anthropologists. Her innovative ethnographic research shows how international land development and corporate agriculture generate unintended poverty, and how equitable and sustainable practices may be achieved. She has had a profound impact across multiple disciplines and has informed policy and human rights initiatives. Marco Antonio Mara, OC, OBC, Vancouver, British Columbia. Marco Mara propelled Canada to the forefront of genome research. A world-renowned scientist, he led large-scale initiatives and groundbreaking work in sequencing the SARS coronavirus genome, and highlighted the underlying causes of cancers and new treatment strategies. Formerly director of Canada's Michael Smith Genome Sciences Center, he continues the global fight against cancer. David Richard McCann, OC, Vancouver, British Columbia. David McCann is a respected businessman, philanthropist, and community leader in the fight against child poverty in Vancouver. A defender of human rights, he was a catalyst in an investigation that uncovered decades of abuse at two Ontario schools and helped negotiate a groundbreaking reconciliation agreement for survivors, which has become a template used around the world. Jeffrey John McDonnell, OC, Vernon, British Columbia. Jeffrey McDonnell is an influential leader in hydrology. A distinguished professor of hydrology at the University of Saskatchewan, he has transformed the understanding of streamflow generation and the water cycle through his research. As one of the world's leading hydrologists, he has had a seminal scientific impact on the field. Derek Muir, OC, Grimsby, Ontario. Derek Muir is a world-leading authority in environmental chemistry, specializing in contaminants. A research scientist emeritus at Environment and Climate Change Canada, he is renowned for his work in the Arctic, which focuses on pollutants in fish and marine life. Spanning Canada, the United States and Europe, his research has influenced international policies on chemical management. Stanley Nattel, OC, Montreal, Quebec. Stanley Nattel is a global authority on the mechanisms and management of atrial fibrillation. He has advanced knowledge and influenced treatment of this most common arrhythmia and major cause of stroke. As editor-in-chief of the Canadian Journal of Cardiology, he has expanded the impact and reach of Canadian cardiovascular research and promoted new researchers. General Walter John Natanchik, OC, CMM, MSc, CD, retired. Hartington, Ontario. A pillar in our society, Walter Natanchik is a retired Canadian Army general and former chief of the defense staff. He led numerous command positions, including peacekeeping missions around the globe. He is esteemed as a former president of the Canadian Space Agency and Deputy Minister of Veterans Affairs. Leslie E. Paulette, OC. Smith's Landing First Nation, Fitzgerald, Alberta. Leslie Paulette was instrumental in renewing and sustaining culturally safe, community-led midwifery services in the Northwest Territories. Through her tireless advocacy and service to families, the community of Fort Smith experienced the return of family-centered birth, leading to NWT's 2003 midwifery legislation. She was integral in developing the Midwifery Profession Act and its standards of practice, and helped establish exemplary programs in the territory. Heather Rankin, OC. Mabu, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. Heather Rankin is a singer and songwriter, and esteemed member of the award-winning band The Rankin Family. Her solo albums and performances have inspired fans from coast to coast to coast. She is a revered icon of Cape Breton music and a generous mentor in her field. Ryan Reynolds, OC, OBC. Vancouver, British Columbia and New York, New York, United States of America. Ryan Reynolds has captivated audiences worldwide, notably writing, producing and starring in the widely successful Deadpool films. Off-screen, he supports Canadian causes including Water First Education, Covenant House Vancouver and Sick Kids Foundation, and co-founded initiatives to increase opportunities for underrepresented groups. His far-reaching philanthropy continues to strengthen communities nationwide. Christiane Rousseau, OC, OQ. Mont-Saint-Grégoire, Quebec. Christiane Rousseau, Professor Emeritus at Université de Montréal, is renowned for her work on dynamic systems. She was the driving force behind the International Year of Mathematics of Planet Earth 2013, which highlighted the role of mathematics in tackling global challenges. She lobbied UNESCO to have March 14 declared the International Day of Mathematics, which she is working to have celebrated in every school on the planet. Tricia Catherine Smith, OC. Vancouver, British Columbia. Tricia Smith has been a passionate advocate for sport for decades. She has been an esteemed leader in numerous roles, including president of the Canadian Olympic Committee and member of the International Olympic Committee. She continues to champion women in sport and the unique value of sports in society. This is a promotion within the order. George A. Trusseler, OC, OANT. Toronto, Ontario. George Trusseler is a gifted pediatric surgeon and former head of cardiac surgery at Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children. He formulated an algorithm to control excess blood flow to the lungs of infants suffering heart failure, and he invented a technique used to preserve the aortic valve. His innovations continue to save thousands of lives. Members: Ruth Elsie Abernethy, CM. Wellesley, Ontario. Ruth Abernethy has been contributing to Canada's cultural landscape for decades. This internationally renowned sculptor has created iconic life-size bronze pieces showcased across the world. By exploring the themes of gender roles, heritage crafts and nation-building, she has changed the way visitors interact with the great Canadians that have shaped our country's history. Donald Alder, CM. Vancouver, British Columbia. Don Alder is one of the top acoustic fingerstyle guitarists in the world. He has a deep commitment to raising awareness and creating access for people with physical challenges. He has volunteered his time and expertise with the Canadian Paralympic Team and the Vancouver Adapted Music Society, and is on the board of directors for Empower Through Music. Vincent Asselin, CM, CQ. Montreal, Quebec. Vincent Asselin is a world leader in landscape architecture. A founding member of WA Inc., he has been involved in developing major projects both in Canada and abroad. He distinguished himself by creating Yan'an Zhonglu Park in Shanghai, for which he received the highest honor awarded to foreigners who have made an extraordinary contribution to the city's development. Orland Arthur Backstrom, CM. Winnipeg, Manitoba. Orland Backstrom has been a disability champion for decades. As president and CEO of SCE LifeWorks, he brought Project Search to Canada, which allows high school students with disabilities to access real work placements. He has played a pivotal role in fostering a more inclusive society. Louise A. McCallum, CM, and Michael A. Barnstein, CM. Guelph, Ontario. Louise McCallum and Michael Barnstein are dedicated and purposeful philanthropists. Through discreet donations totaling more than $80 million, they have supported various causes, notably sustainable environmental and cultural initiatives. Committed volunteers, they are also the founders of the Musajit Foundation for the Arts and the Rare Charitable Research Reserve Urban Land Trust. Barry Kenneth Blanchard, CM. Canmore, Alberta. Barry Blanchard is a world-renowned alpinist. He has initiated numerous complex and demanding ascents in the Rockies, the Alps and the Himalayas, some of which have not been repeated. For more than 40 years, he has been a guide, resource and mentor to countless mountain enthusiasts. John Anthony Boak, CM. Westmount, Quebec. An early and dedicated champion of youth mental health, Tony Boak founded the Graham Boak Foundation in honor of his late son. With leading global experts, he has established new, successful strategies to transform Canada's mental health care system. His targeted philanthropy has created integrated youth mental health services. Nicole Bourque-Bouchier, CM. Fort McMurray, Alberta. Nicole Bourque-Bouchier is a member of the Mikisew Cree First Nation and a prominent business leader in her community. As the CEO and co-owner of one of Western Canada's top employers, she has advanced the role of women in business and is at the forefront of Indigenous economic development in Alberta. Maureen Constance Boyd, CM. Ottawa, Ontario. Maureen Boyd is a communicator, connector and community builder with expertise in advocacy, government and public policy. She has served Canada domestically and internationally, and is noted for leading nonprofit organizations for four decades. She helped strengthen democracies as chair of the Parliamentary Centre, and supported immigrant and Indigenous families as founding chair of the Mothers Matter Centre. Sandy Howard Buckman, CM. Toronto, Ontario. Sandy Buckman is a nationally renowned palliative care physician. He holds key roles teaching and supervising residents at North York General Hospital and the University of Toronto. As former president of provincial and national medical associations, he advocates palliative care, MAID, and equitable access to compassionate care, advancing standards in Canada and abroad. James Kevin Cameron, CM. Lethbridge, Alberta. J. Kevin Cameron is a psychotherapist and violence prevention expert dedicated to protecting children and communities in Canada. This esteemed executive director of the Centre for Trauma-Informed Practices has partnered with leaders in government, law enforcement and schools, and trained thousands in best practices for responding to traumatic events. David A. Chitayat, CM. Toronto, Ontario. World-renowned clinical geneticist David Chitayat has devoted his career to providing exemplary care to his patients. A leading researcher and professor, he has focused his work on identifying genes associated with fetal abnormalities and different conditions presenting in postnatal newborns. His expertise has improved the quality of health care in Canada and worldwide. Stacy Churchill, CM. Toronto, Ontario. Stacy Churchill is an educator and advisor on linguistic rights for Francophone minorities. Founder of the Centre de Recherches en Education Franco-Ontarienne, he has also consulted on UNICEF and UNESCO education missions. His expertise has been cited in constitutional decisions and federal policy making on minority education across Canada. Colin Roswell Clark, CM. Oakville, Ontario. Colin Clark is the founder and artistic director of the Toronto Youth Wind Orchestra program. Beloved by students, conductors and composers alike, He is a transformational educator who has made learning and playing music accessible to underserved groups in the Greater Toronto Area. Fabienne Colas, CM. Carignan, Quebec. A leading figure in Canada's cultural diversity, Fabienne Colas has dedicated herself to promoting diversity and inclusion in film, art and culture, in Canada and abroad. Through the Fabienne Colas Foundation, she has been a driving force behind the creation of incubators, training programs, events and festivals that have showcased thousands of artists of African descent across North America. Felix J. E. Camo, CM. Mississauga, Ontario. Felix Camo has led advancements in breath alcohol testing and alcohol interlock technology for over 40 years, significantly enhancing road safety in Canada and worldwide. As CEO of Alcohol Countermeasure Systems, he transformed the company into a global leader, developing innovative instruments and setting international standards to combat impaired driving. Carol Ann Cowan Levine, CM. Toronto, Ontario. Carol Cowan Levine is a passionate healthcare advocate, particularly in service to women and youth. Her extensive volunteer work has impacted government, healthcare institutions, and the nonprofit sector in Ontario. This social worker and registered psychotherapist also played an extensive leadership role in the establishment of the College of Registered Psychotherapists of Ontario. Donald A. Dippo, CM. Comox, British Columbia. Donald Dippo is passionate about education equity. For decades, this educator and advocate has increased educational access for children and teachers at home and abroad, from Toronto and Eastern Africa to South and Central America. He is also the co-founder of the Borderless Higher Education for Refugees program, based in the Dadaab refugee camps. Marriott Doduck, CM. Vancouver, British Columbia. For more than 50 years, Marie Doduck has been a leader in Holocaust education and philanthropy in Vancouver. She co-founded the Vancouver Holocaust Education Center and has shared her survivor story with thousands. As the first woman to serve as president of the Beth Israel Synagogue Board, she champions community engagement and fundraising initiatives. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, CM, CQ. Montreal, Quebec. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif is a team player both on and off the football field. A celebrated lineman and NFL Super Bowl champion, he suspended his professional athletic career to provide frontline COVID-19 support in Canada. Co-founder of the eponymous LDT Foundation, he uses art and sports to promote educational success among school-aged children throughout Quebec. Morna Edmondson, CM. Vancouver, British Columbia. Morna Edmondson is an award-winning choral director and the co-founder of the Electra Women's Choir. An inspiring mentor whose innovative programming, commissions and engagement serve as a lasting legacy for the choral community, she has helped establish Vancouver's national and worldwide reputation as a choral mecca. Roy Douglas Elliott, CM. Elliott Lake, Ontario. Douglas Elliott strives to advance and protect 2SLGBTQI+ rights under Canadian law. He is recognized for his involvement in landmark constitutional cases and class actions, notably serving as lead counsel in the LGBT Purge class action. He is also an experienced leader and volunteer with professional and nonprofit organizations. Pierre-Ali Goulamani Nanji, CM. Toronto, Ontario. Pierre-Ali Nanji is a prominent philanthropist in Canada, devoted to giving back to the country that welcomed him. His family foundation has made transformational charitable contributions to numerous local, national and international hospitals, institutions and organizations, including Sunnybrook Hospital, the Aga Khan Museum and the Seneca Nanji School of Nursing. Pinches Gutter, CM. Toronto, Ontario. Pinches Gutter is a renowned Holocaust educator recognized for his promotion of transformational dialogue on human rights and revered for his volunteer service. He has been featured in groundbreaking virtual reality films that expose the horrors of the concentration camps, and his memoir is taught in classrooms across Canada. Daniel A. Haas, CM. Toronto, Ontario. Daniel Haas is a leading expert in dental anesthesiology and pharmacology who is recognized for his significant contributions to oral health and dental education. His research on local anesthetic risks has enhanced patient safety. As Dean of the University of Toronto's Faculty of Dentistry and an advocate for specialty recognition, he has influenced dental training and practices worldwide. Aura Kagan, CM. Thornhill, Ontario. Aura Kagan, a speech-language pathologist and former executive director of the Aphasia Institute in Toronto, has profoundly shaped care for those with aphasia. Her groundbreaking methods provide communication ramps that restore dignity and transform lives. Her work, inspired by the belief that life's a conversation, continues to influence aphasia treatment worldwide. Jean-Pierre Kingsley, CM. Ottawa, Ontario. Jean-Pierre Kingsley has been instrumental in shaping democracy. This former Chief Electoral Officer of Canada helped modernize our voting system and strengthened the integrity of our electoral process. Internationally, he has worked with international bodies to promote democratic development and improve elections around the world. Isolde Lagasse, CM. Montreal, Quebec. Isolde Lagasse is renowned on the Quebec music scene for promoting and presenting music throughout the province and abroad. As executive and artistic director of Arte Musica and Bougie Hall, she contributed to this institution's development and international renown as one of the country's leading music venues. André Bernard Lalonde, CM. Ottawa, Ontario. World-renowned gynecologist and obstetrician André B. Lalonde has played a leading role in humanizing maternity care in Canada and abroad. His exemplary leadership has fostered best practices and helped recognize the pivotal role of midwives, introduce birthing rooms in Canada and return childbirth to the Cree community in Quebec. Jean Bridget Lehman, CM. Edmonton, Alberta. Jean Lehman demonstrated vision and leadership by launching initiatives that benefit the community. She founded the Settlement and Integration Agency Francophonie Albertaine Pluriel, FRAP, and Black Canadian Women in Action, a national bilingual charity with three branches in Western Canada. By promoting and empowering Black women and girls, she is improving and enhancing their opportunities. Karen Levine, CM. Toronto, Ontario. Karen Levine is recognized for her four-decade-long career at CBC Radio, where her program leadership, groundbreaking documentaries, and amplification of women's voices made an unmistakable and much-heralded impact. She has also been honored for her book, Hannah's Suitcase, which has educated young readers worldwide about the Holocaust. John Donald Longhurst, CM. Winnipeg, Manitoba. John Longhurst is an author and freelance writer in the fields of Christian ecumenism and interfaith dialogue. As the religion columnist and reporter at the Winnipeg Free Press, he made it his goal to promote positive interdenominational relations, to reduce hate and to help readers see the humanity in every person. Irving Ludmer, CM. Montreal, Quebec. Irving Ludmer is an esteemed Montreal business leader and visionary philanthropist who has steered several of Quebec's most successful consultancy, real estate and retail businesses. His charitable support has transformed the future of brain research and established McGill University and Université de Montréal as centers of excellence in neuroscience. Lauren Jean MacDonald, CM, Oant. Toronto, Ontario. Born with profound hearing loss, Lauren MacDonald is a human rights lawyer and educator championing disability awareness and inclusion. She introduced captioning to remove communication barriers in various academic, legal, and theatrical settings. She is a renowned disability leader, and her personal journey and legal advocacy make her an inspirational role model. Kevin Ray Martin, CM. Edmonton, Alberta. Kevin Martin is a revered figure in curling. Widely recognized as Canada's all-time greatest male curler, he helped guide the sport's competitive development, including the establishment of the Grand Slam of Curling. He continues to contribute to the sport as a broadcaster, speaker, businessperson and teacher. Louis Menard, CM. Montreal, Quebec. Louis Menard is a pillar of the Canadian accounting profession. A retired professor from Université du Québec et Montréal's School of Management Sciences, he remains a leading authority on terminology research. Several of his books have become essential reference works, including the Dictionnaire de la Comptabilité et de la Gestion Financière, internationally recognized as the benchmark for terminology in the fields of accounting and finance. Kenneth Leslie Mould, CM. Winnipeg, Manitoba. Kenneth Mould has enhanced Canadian veterinary health care. A small animal specialist, he founded and remains president of the Canadian Animal Blood Bank, which helps ensure a reliable source of high-quality blood products across the country. Former president of the Manitoba and Canadian Veterinary Medical Associations, he supports local and national nature conservation efforts. Wendy Muckle, CM. Ottawa, Ontario. Wendy Muckle advocates equitable access to health care for vulnerable populations. She co-founded Ottawa Inner City Health Inc. to help individuals experiencing challenges with homelessness, mental health, and substance use. Her innovative programs, including hospice and trauma-informed care, gained national and global recognition and are emulated around the world. Steve Murphy, CM. Halifax, Nova Scotia. Former CTV News at 6 anchor Steve Murphy is a beloved public figure in Atlantic Canada and across the nation. His regional and national broadcasting earned recognition as the top-rated dinnertime newscast in the Maritimes. He is revered in his community as the host of the Christmas Daddies and annual IWK Telethon for children fundraisers. Vijayakumar Murthy, CM. Toronto, Ontario. Vijayakumar Murthy is one of Canada's leading mathematicians. A professor at the University of Toronto, he has advanced knowledge in various mathematical fields, including analytic number theory. A renowned scholar of Indian philosophy, he helped develop this specialization and has been an influential mentor to Indo-Canadian youth. Scott Oak, CM, OM. Winnipeg, Manitoba. Scott Oak is a dedicated advocate for addiction recovery. In memory of his late son, he co-founded the Bruce and Ann Oak Memorial Foundation and the Bruce Oak Recovery Center, which serve marginalized populations across Canada. He is also a distinguished sports broadcaster for CBC Sports, Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada. Barbara Jean Perry, CM. Oshawa, Ontario. Barbara Perry is one of the world's foremost experts on hate crime. This founding director of the Center on Hate, Bias and Extremism is advancing the field in academia, raising public awareness, and supporting victims of violence and extremism. Her scholarship and advocacy continue to inform government and community leaders. Diane Marie Petra, CM. Campbellton, New Brunswick. Canadian Armed Forces veteran Diane Petra fought for reparations for those wronged by the LGBT purge, including herself, for decades. She continues to advocate on behalf of purge survivors and for 2SLGBTQI+ rights in the military. Notably, she co-founded Rainbow Veterans of Canada, which champions 2SLGBTQI+ veterans. Michael J. Prince, CM. Victoria, British Columbia. Michael Prince is a social and public policy expert who has made significant contributions to disability rights in Canada. He has advised federal, provincial and territorial governments and served on 4 royal commissions. An esteemed mentor, he is highly regarded for his activism and advocacy of inclusion and accessibility. Julia Berger-Reitman, CM. Montreal, Quebec. Julia Reitman has dedicated herself to making Canada a model of diversity, inclusion and peaceful coexistence. Many of her legacies to our society have centered on building a better community, preserving our national heritage and remembering the victims and the lessons of the worst atrocities in modern human history. Bernard Paul Richard, CM. Cap Pelé, New Brunswick. Bernard Richard has demonstrated outstanding social and political commitment, both as a parliamentarian and as New Brunswick's sixth ombudsman. New Brunswick's first child and youth advocate and British Columbia's second representative for children and youth, he has distinguished himself by safeguarding the rights of children and youth in our First Nations communities, as well as nationally and internationally. Richard Rose, CM, Toronto, Ontario. A revered artistic director, Richard Rose has produced many of the most memorable theatrical productions in Canada over the last four decades. His legacy of developing new work has helped shape the careers of many playwrights, and his visionary leadership has inspired writers and directors at home and abroad. Greg Ryan, CM, Toronto, Ontario. Greg Ryan is a leader in the field of fetal medicine and therapy. An obstetrician and researcher, he has helped revolutionize in utero treatment and care of the unborn baby, in Canada and abroad, impacting the lives of numerous mothers and their unborn children. He has mentored many physicians who now perform such life-saving fetal therapy worldwide. Chloe St. Marie, CM, Montreal, Quebec. Multidisciplinary artist Chloe St. Marie has been a fixture on Quebec's cultural scene for many years. Giles Carl's muse, she first made a name for herself in the film industry, playing several memorable roles, before making her mark in music. Founder of the Maisons Giles Carl, she led a campaign to draw government attention to the daily challenges faced by caregivers. Guy St. Jacques, CM, OQ, St. Lambert, Quebec. A federal public servant for nearly four decades, Guy St. Jacques has dedicated his career to public service. Former ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary for Canada to Beijing, he is considered one of the leading experts on China. He has also been very active in the environmental field, notably as Canada's chief negotiator and ambassador for climate change. Walter Schneider, CM, Toronto, Ontario. Walter Schneider is an esteemed business leader, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. He reimagined Canadian real estate when he co-founded RE Max Integra, growing it into the country's top-selling organization in the industry and stimulating local economies. For more than two decades, his family's foundation has supported important initiatives in the health and social sectors. Joseph A. Schwartz, CM, Montreal, Quebec. Joe Schwartz demystifies the public's understanding of science. Founding director of the renowned McGill University Office for Science and Society, he is internationally celebrated as a master science communicator. He hosts the longest-running radio show on chemistry, writes a weekly column, and has authored best-selling books, educating people about true, evidence-based science and promoting critical thinking. Charles Clayton Scott, CM, Banff, Alberta. Sheik Scott has climbed and skied around the world, from Mount Logan to the Himalayas. He was a trailblazer in mountain climbing and ski mountaineering in Canada, and made notable first ascents and ski traverses nationally and internationally. A dedicated author and historian, he developed a lasting catalogue of Canadian expeditions. Sam D. Shemi, CM, Montreal, Quebec. Pediatric intensive care physician and professor Sam Shemi has spearheaded advancements in organ donation and transplantation in Canada and abroad. A key figure in policy and research, he has optimized deceased organ donation systems, influenced hospital culture, and shaped ethical standards. His seminal work and leadership have led to widely adopted guidelines that have influenced international protocols. Diane Patricia Helen Sims, CM, Stratford, Ontario. Diane Sims is a celebrated writer and accessibility advocate. Her publications include the internationally distributed An Ovarian Cancer Companion, as well as candid writings about her lifelong perseverance through medical hardships and her personal journey with medical assistance in dying. She is also a longtime volunteer with organizations focused on multiple sclerosis and ovarian cancer. Valet Sue Tarasuk, CM, Toronto, Ontario. Valerie Tarasyuk is Canada's principal academic on food insecurity. Through research and collaborations across academic, community, and government sectors, she established food insecurity as a serious public health problem that could be alleviated by adequate, stable incomes. She also leads PROOF, the interdisciplinary research program working to reduce Canadian food insecurity through policy intervention. Tirajay Tarankian, CM. Toronto, Ontario. Tina Tarankian is a highly regarded wealth advisor and philanthropist. A devoted advocate of financial literacy, particularly among women, she is a role model in the financial services industry and Iranian community. She has helped fundraise millions of dollars for various causes and has inspired philanthropists through her work as a planned giving consultant. Gabriel David Takaro, CM. Fort Chipewyan, Alberta. Gabriel David Takaro is among Canada's most successful Indigenous entrepreneurs. Founder and leader of the Takaro Group and co-founder of the Northeastern Alberta Aboriginal Business Association, he actively elevates Indigenous business and contributes to the economic growth of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. A generous philanthropist, he supports and guides numerous community initiatives. Jean Termel, CM. Montreal, Quebec. Jean Termel is one of Canada's leading financial market experts. His expertise enabled National Bank of Canada to return to profitability and become one of Quebec's flagship financial and investment institutions. As a philanthropist, he revitalized the Moulin La Lorraine in Lac Etchemin, a major tourist attraction offering a platform for artists of all kinds. Ajay K. Vermani, CM. Oakville, Ontario. Ajay Vermani is a prominent entrepreneur in the e-commerce logistics and supply chain industry. As the founding president and chair of Cargojet Airways, he transformed the company from a startup into Canada's largest and most awarded air cargo airline. Through his philanthropic work, he supports healthcare and social justice initiatives, impacting communities across Canada. Alan Douglas George Wade, CM. Duncan, British Columbia. Family therapist Alan Wade specializes in addressing and preventing violence. By examining how adults and children endure, respond to, and resist violence, he has helped inform practical applications in social, justice, and health services in Canada and beyond. A co-developer of response-based practice, he employs social justice principles to restore dignity after harm. Mark Zulk, CM. Victoria, British Columbia. Mark Zulk is Canada's leading writer of popular military history. A former journalist and celebrated author, he has distinguished himself through his Canadian Battle series, which has greatly enhanced our understanding of Canada's military contributions, particularly during the Second World War. His award-winning mystery series set in Tofino has entertained audiences nationwide.